All right, Vince Freeze, Monster Cup. First up, before we get too far into this, how's Ridgeline life?
Unreal. Never going back to anything else.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing else. I don't care if I got Ferrari money. I'm still going to drive
a Ridgeline. Okay, easy on that.
Yeah.
Hey, good night for you, man. Led some laps. Got good starts. I mean, I think you got to be stoked overall. I think it was a good showing for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that I'm not fully happy with the fourth, but
what?
I think I was kind of sniffing at a podium or a win there, you know, at least winning a race maybe. But, yeah, I mean, in the big picture, fourth is awesome. But, yeah, now I could tonight at least I could see the podium for sure and could see a win. So, yeah, it is what it is. It was all in all, it was good.
Yeah.
So
pace is high up there, huh?
It's fast. Yeah for sure. And I hate making excuses, but I've been sick for a few weeks, and my lungs kind of expanded for the first time in a few weeks in that first main event when I was leading there, and it hurt, and I had to drop off the pace just a little bit, and got back up there again in the second one, and it's tough. Those guys set a high bar. I can't believe that they didn't make any more mistakes than they did.
Yeah.
I was waiting on one of them to mess up and hand me the podium there, but everybody's riding so good. So.
Geyser got you late in that last one?
No, Geyser was ahead of me.
I thought you got him back. Or no, you never? Okay.
Malcolm got me, and then Malcolm went and got Geyser, which I think gave me the fourth overall. I think if he wouldn't have got Geyser, then Geyser would have got me.
Right.
So yeah, I kind of saw that, and Malcolm was coming. I kind of moved over for Malcolm and like, go get him.
Yeah.
And I knew I didn't have enough in the tank to go get him. So tried to ride solid, hope for a mistake out of one of those top guys, and man, they rode good all night. So
I think you were a little under the radar tonight. We hadn't seen you for a while in Supercross. You know, you got hurt and hadn't seen you, so it was nice to. Oh yeah, look at Vince. You know.
Yeah. We got the start styled in, and the bike's awesome. All that's been really good. So. Few months of hard work and hopefully be a little bit better for A1 and come out swinging.
What'd you think of the reverse track thing?
It was cool. It got weird. It got a little confusing, but it was. I like the concept. I think, you know, with a little bit more thought and playing into the track, maybe they could make it a pretty cool thing. But I'll have to watch the TV show. You know, go home and watch it on TV and see what I think. My mind's been just so locked into racing it, but see what kind of show it made for.
Coming in the stadium, jumping the Dragonback's reverse, that looks sketch.
Yeah, that second race, that actually kind of screwed me up. I had a big moment when I was leading. I dropped my back wheel deep in the first pocket, which threw my front wheel into the second pocket really deep. And then you're going wide open fourth gear at that little kicker triple.
Yeah.
And it was just a full hairy moment. And then every lap, I was like, man, I got to do this thing again. I was like, all right, only four or five more laps, and then we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, it's only one of the mains.
Yeah,
right.
So we go the other direction. But... yeah, it got hairy. Stuff like that, I think they should probably change. Same with, you know, like where Dean crashed and Tixier. And
like going quad over it. Yeah,
stuff like that's just unnecessary. We're all going to go big. We're all going to do the big stuff no matter what at this point. It's like keep us safe a little bit, you know. So, but, yeah, it was all in all a good night.
Nice work. Thanks, man.
Cool. Thank you.